Hello, everyone. You're listening to The Michael Amadei Show, episode 610, part child, part grown up. Well, today has been a full day of creative work, of meetings, of appointments, of doing some media interviews for the upcoming season at the Flying W. But one kind of thought has really kind of connected with me as the day has gone on. It's that when I'm working, doing my creative work, I feel oftentimes like I have to switch between the role of several people, one of them kind of being playful and childish, and the other one being more of an adult. I tried to make some rhyme or reason of this, and I realized that when I'm at my playful side, when I'm at my most childish, or childlike, I should say, is when I'm able to make things up. I'm the most creative, I'm the most open and associative, I can pull things together. When I'm in the adult part of myself, that's about strategy, that's about marketing, that's about finding my audience and finding things that are valuable to them and attaching things together. And while those are both useful, I don't see the energy being the same. For instance, I could do what the adult says, which is find my exact target market, create something exactly that they want. But then again, that becomes more like paint by numbers. But then if I just freeform create things that don't connect to an audience, while it might be enjoyable for me, it doesn't really seem to connect with the audience in a way that I see as part of my job. I don't think the art is done until it is in the hands of the audience. And it occurred to me that the marriage between the two is exactly what is necessary to be a creative artist that puts things out to people. And the cultivation of both of those things is sometimes a little difficult to get into. And that's a larger, you know, kind of conversation that's hard to have than just in a short form format like this. But one of the things that really occurred to me thinking about the way to get the work out to people in a very responsible kind of adult way and the way to be creative and make something in the real world reminds me a lot of one of my favorite forms that I meditate on is the shape of the cross. When you look at that, it is a tying of the heavens to the ground, the ideas to the real, and then the other part of the cross being the encompassing embrace to the others around us. Using that as a model for creative work, to me, is a very powerful and lasting image. And as I go on through the process of always trying to find a way to cultivate both of those individually and then integrate them together in a way that makes sense, I will always try to report it here. And maybe there's things that I'll find that will be useful. Maybe there's things you'll find that will be useful to me. And if so, please do contact me. If you want to find me on social media, you can. MichaelAmadei.com. Just look for Michael Amadei anyway. Look for... And I hope to, in process of trying to understand this imagery, trying to understand this concept, try to develop each part of me separately and then integrate them well. Hopefully find some sense of wisdom about what this really is, what this process of creating and getting it to other people truly is about. If I have any ideas, I will share them here. Now, if you, in your own journey, have ideas about this and find something useful, please reach out. Let me know. You can find me on social media. Just look up Michael Amadei. I'm the guy in the cowboy hat. Or go to MichaelAmadei.com. That's a good way to get me there. But once again, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. For all of you who listen, reach out to me. I really, really appreciate it. I hope this is useful to you. And I will be back tomorrow. But until then, keep living authentically. Keep living courageously. Keep living creatively. Good night. Thank you.